Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And welcome back to another Skim show. Someone in the chat just said we should touch spikes.
Because our hair's both spiked up.
It's kind of pervy sounding.
That is a little pervy.
Don't you think it's a little pervy? Touching
Watch
spikes.
Watch yourself.
Yeah. Kim has cooler spikes than I do. Mine are very artificial.
Although I need to color them again. I've got my silver going on.
You getting your silver on the sides?
Well, I went to the barber.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun to do now.
Wait, really hold on. Hair. Explain this. Kim went to a barber, not like a hairstylist. Like
right. Not a salon.
Yeah.
I went to a barber.
What's
which
the
was
difference?
Kind of funny. Carter and I went together. Went to the barber. We were the only women there.
Yeah.
Except the barber.
Did it have a pull outside, slowly turning, doing the red stripe up the white pole?
Yes, they had one of those. Actual barber. It was super fun to go.
Yeah.
And I got a better haircut. I totally did a fade where you can goes from skin to hair on the back of my neck, and I love it.
Was it an old guy?
No, actually, it was a girl that did my hair.
Oh. I was hoping
to
be
some... But I think there was a lot of old guys in there kind of looking at Carter and I like, what are you doing here?
I wanted, like, full stereotype here.
It was.
It sounds like I'm not entirely getting the stereotype.
It was. And it was a lot of fun, and now I need to color it again.
Did they straight razor anything while you were there?
No, but they went straight to trimmers instead of... There was no scissors or anything.
Can you confirm...
It was awesome.
The chat room's going to need this because
okay.
A bunch of people don't believe me about this. Can you confirm... That I have never in my life paid for a haircut.
Yes, I can confirm that.
Are you? Well, you don't sound happy about it.
I think it's funny because I feel like every once in a while when I'm cutting your hair, it would look so much better if you went to a barber that knows what they're doing. But I do cut your hair.
You do a fine job. Look at this. Look at this. Chat room, everyone on YouTube. This is fine what you see here. This is all right.
It's fine.
Why
and yes, he has never been to a professional haircut. Place and paid for a haircut. Actually, you went to one once, but it was a free one.
I did?
On your mission, I think.
I don't remember this. Did they do it for... Oh, you know what? I do remember that because they were...
It was a hairdresser that was like, hey, you need to...
Yeah.
I'll cut your hair. It's for free.
Somebody said, hey, why don't you just come in here and get your hair cut? We'll do it. We'll give you a freebie.
Yeah, it wasn't...
I forgot about that. Yeah, but I didn't pay for it.
No, you've never paid for a haircut.
Yeah. It's been wife, mom, roommates...
Yes, and I think that's so funny that you even...
Sisters and occasionally daughter.
Your roommates even did that because you were both needing haircuts and it was like, I'll cut your hair for you. It's just, I don't know, it's funny. I don't think I would have ever trusted my roommates in college.
Oh, no.
To be like, sure?
Especially those, they were mean to you. They weren't nice.
I didn't have very nice roommates.
No, every
fine.
Time
Whatever.
Kim would come home on the weekends from Idaho for while she was at school and she would... just have like 50 new stories of what buttholes your roommates were.
But I think a lot of people have those stories. A lot of people have stories of roommates that you're like, how are these people such jerks?
Do you think that's just it's more common than I think
I think
it
it's
is.
More common than you think.
Yeah.
Carter had the same problem.
She did. College. She got up there and ended up with like.
And that was just 2 years ago.
Yeah. That sucked. I hated that.
Just mean girl stuff. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, here's the problem. So the school did this. The school thought they were being smart. They got this brand new facility, brand new living quarters, brand new, all this cool, this rad place up there that they built at the university.
It was all engineering students.
Yeah. And it was
supposed to be.
Supposed to be. And engineering across the board, like for what Carter's going into, video game design and art and animation and all that, plus other engineering kind of categories. And it was awesome. It's just the coolest place with the most awesome communal space and this cafeteria thing at the bottom. I mean, it was like it was like the real world season two in this place. It was awesome.
The cool part, too, was that each floor of the building had different engineering departments. So you had your chemical engineers, your environmental engineers, and then her floor was EAE, which was Entertainment Arts and Engineering, which is the video game design.
Yeah.
There aren't very many girls going into that program, sadly. I think it will grow, but at the time,
It was brand new. Right. So here, this is the brilliant idea they had. They went, hey, you know what we'll do? We'll fill it out with a bunch of business majors and mean girls.
That wasn't really the, I don't think, the idea behind it, but
that's
it's what
it
happened.
Felt like. I was pissed.
And she didn't have the greatest experience.
It was a bad experience. They treated her like some kind of weird nerd.
Yeah.
All they wanted to do was watch Real Housewives of wherever. And she was like, she'd be in the middle of a Star Trek episode.
It was more of the Bachelorette and things. And Carter was like, shoot me. This is like.
So not her, dude. Like, it couldn't have been more far from her. I hated that whole thing because she, I could just hear it in her voice. I would talk to her almost every day. And we'd draw together and do some like streams and stuff. And I could just hear in her voice that she's just miserable with those girls.
But she was very much the daughter that just said, it's fine. It's fine. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And she just kind of plugs away at things.
So. Yeah, she gets through it better than I would have. But I was still, I was mad for her. And
anyway, back to haircuts. Yeah, haircuts. Scott has never paid for a haircut.
No.
I can confirm
And next time
that.
You see me in public, don't go, ooh, I can tell. I have decent haircuts.
Yeah, if you say, ooh, I can tell, then you're talking about me.
Yeah, you're actually ripping on Kim's haircutting ability, which is just fine, by the way.
it's not just fine to rip on my haircutting ability.
My mom always did a good job, too. I don't know if I'd trust her now, because she's all knuckly and 80.
She's, I don't think she would like to hear that now.
Well, she's got like...
she's all knuckly.
She has had, for most of her life, she's had really bad arthritis. I don't know what brand of it. But her knuckles are the size of like your kneecaps. Just big, gnarly, freaking monstrous
you need
hand.
To stop.
I don't mean it. I'm not making fun of her. I feel terrible that she has to deal with that.
It sounds so much worse than it really is, though.
She is not going to cut my hair anytime soon, I don't think, at age 80. So, it ain't going to happen.
Good.
It's fine. You probably won't be cutting
hair
at 80 either.
I'll be cutting your hair as long as I can, and I'll teach Carter how to.
Yeah.
And that'll be fun. She'll shave funny things in the back of your head, and you won't know.
Here's what I probably am going to inherit. My mom has, like, horribly thin, wispy hair, and she has to wear a wig as a result.
Yeah. You've definitely thinned.
I've thinned.
You have it bald, but you've thinned.
Yeah, but I don't mean just a receding kind of thinned.
No,
the hair itself.
Yes,
has
the back
thinned.
Of your hair is thinner than it used to be.
Yeah, it's just a thinning.
Maybe we should try some of those products for thinning hair. We should just see.
I don't think those work, dude. Those are all bullcrap.
Isn't it worth a try?
No.
Really? You'd rather keep thinning?
If they give me some free samples, fine. But I'm not paying these hack jobs.
I'm not talking major stuff. There's just some shampoos and stuff that are supposed to work.
All right.
We'll read the reviews, see what happens. We'll let you know.
I definitely have not thinned myself.
No.
Physically, I have thickened.
Physically, no. Just your hair.
I have thickened in the last couple of years. In fact, I was just looking at a photo I posted in 2016, and I'm irritated because Facebook said,
don't be irritated.
Hey, Facebook's here. We'd like you to see this thing you did. And I look at it and go, oh, really? I could have just knuckled down then and not gone off the wagon. And now, you know, I get the 40, 45 pounder.
I think it's hard when you are in a good place sometimes. Like, you've got this new grandbaby, and it's almost summer, and I think you just get really excited about things and kind of eat more than normal.
Yeah.
That's all right. We all do that.
I have terrible...
And the holidays were just recently, and so that's always a lot more party food than you planned.
Yeah. I ate a cookie this morning for breakfast.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Not a whole one. Just one of those pieces.
Not a whole one. You still ate cookie for breakfast.
Yeah, I did. It was good, too. Carter made them last night before she went off to GDC, which is another thing that's going
on. Yeah, she flew out this morning.
Yeah.
I dropped her off at the airport. She went to GDC. She's very excited. She's going to see Terpster while she's there.
Yep. But if you're hearing this going, what is GDC? The Game Developers Conference. It's held in San Francisco.
Convention, yeah.
Annually.
Game Developers Convention, yep.
And she goes there for
6 days.
Both work and school-ish. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a... It's a benefit either way.
She works in that department, so she gets to run the booth at GDC, mm-hmm. which is kind of fun. Or help run it, not run it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them going. 6 or 8 of them go from the department.
Yeah.
And she's excited but nervous. She doesn't love travel.
Yeah.
I mean, she likes to go places, but she doesn't love the actual day of travel.
Sure. She's like me that way. She hates it.
Yeah.
But she gets there, and they'll have a booth, and they'll get to talk to a bunch of people. She got to meet the voice of Kratos last year.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she was very excited about that.
I can't think of his
name. I like your snapping.
Christopher Judge. Anyway, so she's super into that, and she's like, she'll run into some people I know. Like you mentioned, Terpster will be there, and so it'll be fun. It'll be a good experience for her.
She's excited.
To see all that. I wish she could go to more of the keynote type stuff.
I think she gets to. That's why so many people go, so that people can choose, hey, I'm going to run to this while you're here, and I'm, you know, they switch off and talk about who they saw and what they talked about. So
there's
a big
Google keynote that I would want to go to because apparently this is like their big entry into
convention.
The games world. So we'll see what that means.
All right.
But anyway, that's what's going on. Hey, check this out. I took a little heat this week for something on TMS. I thought we could maybe break this egg open a little further here. While you're out of town, and most of the time when you're out of town, certain things will hit me. Like... and you were gone, what, 2 days?
I was gone 2 days. Two whole days, though.
Two whole days.
Yeah.
Once in a while, it'll hit me. Really something early. Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, and things are normal. Everything's fine. Kim's not here. It's fine. Oh, shoot. I'm out of socks. Oh, crap. My jeans are all dirty. Oh, no. Where are my hats? Stuff like that.
Where's my stuff?
And, okay. And then I'm presented with the option of, oh, that's laundry. And Kim's so good about laundry that I never have to think about laundry. So when laundry's gone, I'm kind of an idiot about laundry. And then Brian agreed. He was like, oh, yeah, when Tina leaves town, I do the same thing. Ha, 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 moving on. And then we stopped talking about it.
Okay.
And then a gaggle of very nice ladies from our chat all got together on Twitter.
You just called them a gaggle. I don't know if that's nice either.
Is that a negative term now?
It sounds a little...
Everything's offensive now,
squawky.
So is
yes.
it? Okay. I didn't mean it that way because I like them all.
Okay,
everyone
just be
in
careful,
that,
mister.
Everyone in that group, I like. They're nice.
Okay.
But they got on Twitter and with or without me, just began the sort of back and forth about how lame it is that we are so helpless when our wives leave. Like, get up and do some damn laundry kind of attitude. Now, I'm gonna,
I don't know.
If it got bad enough, of course I'm going to do laundry.
Of course you do laundry.
But I'm not going to be great at it because it's out of sight, out of mind. It's like dishes. When I do the dishes, I did them today, this morning.
Yeah.
I am sure there are 2 or 3 dishes in places they don't belong now.
Okay, yes. This happens when you do dishes. Just yesterday, you were doing dishes, which, yes, he does dishes all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I usually don't empty it, though.
But he didn't know where things went, so he started setting things on top of the refrigerator. And I was like, no, that's not where that goes.
No, just one thing on top of the refrigerator.
It was a couple of cutting boards.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like,
but I thought that's where those go.
They go right there.
Yeah.
That's where you thought they went, except whenever... this is my only concern. You know where to find everything when you need something, but you never seem to know where it goes when it's clean.
Well, I don't even know, even then, when I'm going to go make something, or you say, get this certain kind of pan or whatever.
That's true.
I'm banging through some serious
Is it down
cupboards.
Here? Is it, the most fun part... is that whenever he'll ask me a question and say, where is that? And I'll point, it's right over there.
Yeah.
And you're looking like this. Where? What are you talking about? Like, you won't ever look at me where I'm pointing.
For audio listeners, she's looking up in the sky somewhere.
Where? Yeah. What are you talking about? And they never look at you to say, oh, they're pointing right there.
Well, okay. So John from Florida says... Scott should be able to do his own laundry and I'm not in the gaggle of women. I know.
See, I don't like that
what
term.
What I'm saying is I 100% agree with people. All I'm saying is because I don't do it as often, I'll go into the laundry room, bring in my stuff and I'll have to think for a minute. Wait, is this the kind of pants that you can go with these shirts? Or is that going to cause some kind of weird fuzz out that I don't want to deal with? And so I have to think about things that she already knows or... I'll be like, all right, what soap goes in here? Is it the liquid one or the funky packet with a little dot in the middle? Like, I don't know what half that crap is anymore.
Okay, let's straighten this out. The reason I do all of those things, and this has been a conversation I've had with a lot of people, they ask me, you know, how is it that it works? And I always say, you know, they ask me things like, why don't you play video games? Why don't you do the same kind of thing?
Yeah.
And yeah, we do this show once a week and it's awesome. It's perfect because we make the time for that.
Yeah.
But the rest of the time,
yeah,
all of those other things happen because I'm not doing those. I enjoy laundry.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't. I know lots of people that don't. But I enjoy doing that. And so I get a kick out of making sure everything else runs so that Scott can do this. Well, this is part of our thing we talked about last week. You were able to do all of this, you know, podcasting all day long.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing at the chat room.
Oh, gosh.
Because they're just heaping it on me. They
honey, I'm sorry.
Everyone thinks I'm full of it, but go ahead.
But Scott's done his laundry in the past.
Yeah.
So
I wasn't laughing at you.
It's really good. I was like, why are you laughing at me? I'm just talking over here.
I'm not laughing at you.
No, it's...
I'm laughing because I feel like there's no win situation for me here. It doesn't matter what I do.
There's a lot of men who jump in and do a lot of that stuff because they need to, and there's this 50-50, but our 50-50 is just in a different place.
Yeah.
You do this stuff so that I can then... I was able to stay home with the kids.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I understand why people would see this as perpetuating some sort of stereotype that the woman does the home
and the husband
earns the money.
It is not one of those situations.
It's not. And it's hard to explain to people that it's not.
Anytime I'm walking the kitchen and go, oh my gosh, are you serious? This kitchen, I cleaned it this morning and I'm not doing it again. Everyone knows they better get in there and take care of their mess.
Well, the kids
I don't put on an apron ever.
Right.
I enjoy cooking. That's why I make dinner every night.
Yeah.
Or at least try every night. I think it's kind of fun that I get to do that.
Yeah.
I look at it like I get to have the time to do the laundry,
sure,
cook the stuff. Anything I don't like to do, I don't do.
I'm still willing to admit that it's on me for not being better at it. Like for example, it's easy for me to say, Kim's such a good cook and I'm a terrible cook. Could I improve? Absolutely, I could.
Yes.
Could I go spend some time studying it and figuring it out? Oh, totally, I could.
Yeah.
And I probably should at some point. But I just haven't. And I'm saying that's on me. I'm admitting to it.
It's true that I actually enjoy doing laundry. I like folding it all perfectly. And Carter did the laundry the other day, and I was like, Carter, we need to work on this because this is not folded. They're inside out still.
Well, they'll change their tune. And they'll change their tune, but
I really do enjoy it. I enjoy the pulling each load out and folding it all and then putting it all. It's, I don't know.
Right. It's the same team. It's like when the kids would barf.
It's not quite OCD about it.
If the kids would barf or the kids would poop, I would do the barf, Kim would do the poop.
Oh my gosh, every time.
That was the split. And it's still the split. The other day, this was even better. Carter sliced her thumb off. I talked about this on TMS a little bit.
Well, she didn't slice her thumb off. The very tip of it she sliced off. And it was...
A part of her thumb was sliced off. And it made mom, it made you really queasy. You were losing it.
I usually am fine with that stuff. I just know how sharp the knife was and the feeling that it would make that if it cut. Oh.
So I ran in there and became Mr. Focused Doctor
Man.
You're
like, okay, this is what we need to do. We need to take care of this.
Yeah.
We need to look at it really close. Okay, it's bleeding too much, blah, blah, blah.
Didn't bother me at all.
And
didn't make me queasy.
I was like, weak need for it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I've taken care of the kids all along with all kinds of different things, but there's not been a lot of knife slicing things.
No, we haven't cut a lot of things off. Not a lot of digits being cut off with knives, but... For me, that didn't bother me at all. In fact, it was just like a very mathematical
situation.
Talking
about it still makes me a little like tingly. Ugh.
So we have that sort of stuff. But Ken from Chicago, no, sorry, who was it said here? Oh, Red Links in the chat says, Scott, have you ever vacuumed? Yes!
Of course he has.
All the time. Now, that's no problem. I can vacuum with the best of them. I can use a carpet cleaner with
and
the best
I
of them.
And if I walk in and say, hey, you need to vacuum this room or you need to make the bed or whatever, he's like happy to do it. And I'm not trying to be a control freak by liking doing laundry.
She
or
has a standard she likes to keep.
I do.
Yeah, she likes a high standard. And
we are high standards here, can't you
we
tell?
We try to have good standards. I mean, this office isn't a good indication
no,
of that.
It's
but
not.
That's a me problem.
But that's not my room.
No.
My office is my kitchen.
Yeah.
This is the argument I use whenever I need nicer things in my kitchen. I'm like, this is my office.
Yeah.
And then he goes like, oh. Okay, now I get what you're saying. This is my office.
Yeah, no, I respect it, and she respects mine, and we try to just, you know, we just make it work. But nobody's ever going, you're the woman, you do it. No one ever did. Bring me a sandwich.
It's not my job to do that.
No,
yeah, no,
it might
never
be this.
Said that,
it might be this. She says, oh, I'm going on a couple of errands. Can you grab me pot bellies while you're out there? Sure, I'll grab something.
Yeah.
That's different. Give me a sandwich.
Where's my lunch?
Right. I don't do that.
No.
In fact, most of the time, I'll just nibble my way to oblivion if she's not around to remind me to eat something decent. So
yeah, that's true. Oh,
anyway,
little snacky lunches. Anyway, so yes, please don't feel like he's making me do any of the things or that he doesn't help around the house. He does.
Yeah.
He just hasn't done laundry in a long time. The first, how many years of our marriage did you go off to work? And so I was at home, and that's when I, you know, got it the way I liked it. And then he hasn't really done a lot of laundry.
No.
Unless I'm out of town.
No. I did a ton in my 20s, especially early on. I did all kinds of laundry.
And I'd like to say that he does all of the yard work, but that's not true.
That's not true at all.
We kind of 50-50 that too.
Yeah. Kim has certain parts of the yard work that even if I try to do
once
it,
again, I have
irritated.
Standards. I have my flower pots. I want them all living.
Yeah. You'd like them to live? Is that
like
the thing?
Them to live. Oh. And so I do that too.
She'd like them to. She'd like her plants to live and flourish and grow.
This is the perfect analogy. Scott mows the lawn, but I do all the edging.
Yeah.
That's like the perfect...
She's
situation
like,
for
I'm usually
me.
Like,
you're just mowing
just
lines.
Just get this long last.
Just gonna mow lines. And then I'm like, I'm gonna make sure all the little tiny weeds are taken care of.
and FWG Mills has a point. Kim, I don't see Scott making you do anything. That is absolutely freaking true, dude. And the minute I try to cross that line,
you're in
she'll
trouble.
Kick my ass. So,
then the Southern comes out that you're fixing to get in so much trouble.
Yep. And the Southern lady pops out. Scary Southern woman everyone's afraid of around here.
Even the dogs.
A black pinky. What is that, Robert? Robert? A black pinky? I don't get it. Oh, he has the opposite of a green thumb, he says.
Oh,
a black
my gosh.
Pinky. Nice.
I like it.
It's racist. All right, let's move on. Hey, I got somebody.
That's what he meant.
Terry sent me a link.
Okay.
I don't have a last name, but somebody named Terry sent this, and I'll read you the headline. They didn't put any message with this, they just said, 11 signs you were raised by a toxic parent and that it's affecting you now. So I don't know why they sent us this. Maybe it's to see if
okay,
we did this or whatever. So I'm going to read it.
Okay.
And we'll see how this goes.
Okay. Another survey.
They never respected boundaries. That's number one.
Okay.
By that means, you know, if you had... your own, like, parents always have boundaries, like, don't get into the thing, don't touch the VCR, whatever
it is. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine.
Right.
Okay.
That's kind of that. But
what's number two?
I feel like my parents and your parents are okay at that.
Yeah, totally.
Number two, they didn't provide affirmation and security.
No, we've always done that.
I feel like
and
that
my parents
went okay.
did too. Okay.
I mean, I think I was slightly traumatized by my dad's business failing
dealings,
completely
yeah.
in 1985 and then trying to deal with what that.
But that wasn't about affirmation to you. That was because he was always very supportive of you.
Oh, no. This was me seeing
what
was happening to him.
I think that's
what
they're talking about in the survey, though, is like
yeah.
you felt secure in the fact that your parents approved of what you were doing.
Right. I think we were okay there. Number three, they were overly critical.
No, my parents weren't super critical.
Not
either.
Really.
No.
I mean, your mom.
And we haven't been really critical of the kids.
No.
I mean, specific things were like, okay, you need to do better, but it's not critical.
And, you know, like I've said on the show before, sometimes I catch myself being too critical in Nick's case just because I can see so much of me in him.
He's the boy, yes.
He's just me. He's me in every way
yeah.
at that age. And I don't know. I see that and I go, oh, man. If I could go back.
Okay, number four,
they didn't follow through. So, like, hey, if you. Get all your good straight A's. I'll take you to whatever. And then they wouldn't do it.
I had that sometimes.
Did you?
Where it would be like, oh, we got to get everything done. Oh, wait, they haven't finished their chores and you're done. So I'm going to give you extra ones. I was like, dang it, I was done.
Oh,
I remember
yeah.
doing that. But we had a really big family and we had a lot of chores to do.
For my mom and dad, it was, hey, we want you to succeed in art. We'll get you this. This airbrush you've been begging for. But we won't give you the compressor.
You'll have to earn that.
I don't know how you're getting the compressor. It's kind of like saying, here's a car. I don't know what to tell you about wheels and a motor, but good luck. Anyway.
Okay, number five.
They don't give you space.
I don't think it was my parents that didn't give me space. I think it was because I grew up in a really big family. I was telling the kids just the other day, I don't think that they were doing that survey of your childhood.
Yeah.
And... it was one of them was, did you ever feel alone? Mm. And I thought, I don't think I was ever alone in my house growing up.
You always had like 8 or 9 siblings.
I was the second of 10.
Yeah.
And by the time I went to college, there were still 7 kids at home.
Yeah.
Like crazy, right?
You were second to oldest in the family. And
of 10 kids.
That's a lot of freaking kids.
And so I never felt lonely. Never felt alone. More like, can I be alone, please? Everyone leave me alone.
Yeah. They were... Yeah, I don't know how you guys did it. But yeah, you never really had that. Now, I had, on the other hand, I felt like a lot of room to be on my own, find my own space, create my own world. Like, I feel really good about that part of it. That was an intense sort of creative time for me.
Yeah.
Growing up.
And that's good.
Yeah, they left me a lot of room for that. That's it meant good. I didn't do my homework and stuff like that. But.
You had time to do your homework. You just weren't working on that.
Okay, number six, they lived to serve you.
I don't think that ever happened to either one of us.
No. I don't think we had that.
And I don't do that to my own kids.
No, not at all.
I mean, some people would say that because they're like, you do a lot for your kids. And I don't know. I feel like I have a good balance there, but.
You don't live to serve
no,
them.
No, I don't live to serve them. That's true.
I mean, we worry about them.
Number eight, right?
Seven, sorry. They threatened or intimidated you.
Not at all.
Not once. Closest I ever got to that was the time I kicked my, or no, I put peanut butter on my sister's leg, my sweet, kind sister's leg.
Oh my gosh,
leg,
this story's so great.
And I smeared it all up and down her leg, and my dad heard her crying, and she never cried. So when she did, it was a big deal.
And he was totally like, that was his baby girl.
Oh my gosh, he protected her like nothing else.
Yeah. And, absolutely.
And he was never like this in any other way my entire upbringing. But that day when I did that and made her cry, peanut butter was just the tool. It was whatever made her cry.
You just smeared peanut butter on her leg. I think every kid's done something similar to that to their sibling just to piss them off.
Yeah, and he kicked me so hard in the butt. He kicked me with his foot, with his steel-toed shoe that he had for work. Kicked me so hard in the butt that I'm pretty sure there's still part of a shoe in my butt.
Nice.
Right up my butthole. But I learned a real lesson that day, I'll tell you what.
Oh, good.
I sound like Pink Hill all of a sudden. All right, how about they were helicopter parents? Nah, not really.
No, never saw that.
That's more of a now problem.
Okay, next one.
they never listened to you.
No, I don't think that's... No, I think we really tried to listen to our kids, but I felt like I was heard.
Yeah, for sure. They were just plain lazy. I knew a lot of friends' parents who were lazy, like just kind of seemed like they didn't care about anything. Parenting lazy. Like, whatever, sit in front of the TV, that'll babysit you.
Yeah. I think that can happen now, too, where it's a lot easier to hand off your phone before they even are upset about anything.
Yeah, your minivan has a movie theater in it now. Like, you've got iPods and iPhones and handheld tablets and a million things for kids to be distracted by. I think it's the temptation. I actually think these devices are good. I mean, this is not me complaining.
No, I definitely think they're learning devices if you're working on them being that.
Yeah, you just got to limit their time.
Just handing it off. Yeah.
Just hand it off so that you don't have to deal with it. That's pretty lazy. Right. They tried to be best friends with you, kind of Gilmore Girls style.
No, didn't get that either.
Didn't really have that. Although it's weird because didn't try to do that with our kids either, but I have a really close friendship with Carter that's more than just, hey, I'm your daughter, or you're my daughter, I'm your dad.
I still don't think that's the same thing, though.
It's not the same thing. It's not. But
you just have a lot in common. You're really good friends with her.
Yeah.
But you've never been like, rather than parenting, I'm going to give you everything you want so you'll like me.
Right.
No, I think that's more what the best friends thing is.
That's a good point. And then finally, that's all there is.
That's all there is. So
I don't know why they sent this to us other than I guess it's the thing to talk about.
I think us and other people need to hear it.
Yeah.
Because I think those are the things that can change your relationship for good or bad.
Yeah.
And your kids.
Do you think, I mean, obviously there's a billion blogs with a billion posts and everybody seems to have the answer to this stuff. But the other day, the whole family took the, what's it called, test? ACE test?
That's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Oh, you were talking about the ACE test. Yeah. Okay. So I didn't realize that's when you meant. So the ACE test is this like actual used in clinical psychology evaluations that you give to people to assess
their childhood,
right?
Yeah.
And at the end of it, you kind of have a score from 1 to 10, and it's widely considered it's not like a magic stone that tells you all the truths in the world. It's a good guideline for this is kind of roughly where you're at. And so then a therapist or a cognitive specialist or somebody can kind of tailor your treatment according to that and how they want to work with that stuff.
It doesn't fix anything, or it just gives you a score of this is what your childhood on a scale of 1 to 10, what it was like.
Yeah. And they were, you had to be 18 or younger, or no, 18 or older to take it. And that was just to say, well, between year 0 and adulthood, you know, let's sum it all up kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I would recommend people look that thing up. Look for the ACE test and take it and just see what you get. think you might be surprised. I know some people that were very surprised that they scored so high, but they also have suppressed a lot of feelings about the stuff that made it high.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked that mine was so low because I'm such a frantic little weenie boy sometimes.
You are not.
I can be.
I think you were as a kid, but you're not anymore. I wouldn't call you that.
Well, and then I was happy that my kids had very low scores. Carter had a big fat zero. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Nick too, I think. But, oh no, did he take
no,
it?
No, both of them had it? Some of a score.
They all had, did they
was,
all have some of a score?
I was the only one with a zero.
Oh, you were the only one with a zero. That's what it was.
I was surprised by
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But I had a great childhood. It was.
You guys should check it out. If you're 18 or older, you should take it and just see what it says.
Mm-hmm.
And don't take it that serious. I mean, what it doesn't account for, and it even says in the test material, it doesn't account for coping mechanisms that you've come up with on your own or that
yeah.
your support systems around you make a huge difference in your resiliency. They bring up a lot
mm-hmm.
To issues that may have been traumatic or not when you were a kid. Like, it's a great, they break that all down. It's not meant to be this like, oh my gosh, I just had a magic lady in a tent tell me all the secrets. It doesn't work that way. But it's called the ACE test. If you do a Google search for ACE test.
Yeah,
ACE.
Wendy recommended it too.
Yeah,
she
Wendy
said it was a
Wendy
really
says
good
it's
test
legit.
For that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wendy being my actual therapist sister, for those who don't know. All right. You want to do some emails? A couple
let's
of these?
Let's do it.
Tim Martins wrote in. This is for food on the road, according to the episode 17 we talked about, you know, making decent food for people while they're traveling. Says your caller on 17 asked what she could send with her hubby to eat all week, and it got me thinking. I'm a trucker, generally away from home for 3 days, home overnight, and then gone for 3 days again. And my wife is so good about stocking the freezer for me, I thought I would put in my 2 cents. We try to limit our carb intake. I'm round enough as it is. Here are some of her favorites, or our favorites. Lasagna, smart pasta, zucchini, spinach, cottage cheese. Smart pasta is probably just, what, less carbs, or it's more.
It sounds like they use the zucchini as the layers instead of pasta.
Oh, that's okay. That could be.
Yeah.
Raw vegetables with individual hummus servings. Costco.
Those are good.
Costco makes really good.
Costco.
Yeah.
It's a brand they have at Costco. It's not Costco's brand.
It's not the same as all their other brands, is it? It's not, what is this? It's not Kirkland brand,
no,
is it?
No.
Like just water.
The one
I'm
you
drinking.
Like is the same kind I can get at regular stores, just in a bigger container.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Shepherd's pie made with yam and sweet potato, a 50-50 mix.
That sounds really good.
Any soup she can think of. Salads are also good on day one or two as long as you package the ingredients separately. Spinach salad with dried fruits and berries is still a favorite 4 years going. Wraps generally don't hold up well. We shy away from those. I would agree with that. Contrary to Scott's feelings, a Subway sandwich is pretty good on the road as long as you buy it fresh and eat it right after you buy it.
That's true.
Yeah, but you could say that about any sandwich. I mean, they just start to get
it's
soggy.
It's just whether
and
or not you're willing to stop and eat on the go, or if you're going to pack everything.
Yeah.
And 3 days on and three and a day off is really good because 3 days is about the limit of, you know, when something lasts as well.
Sure. Also, finally says, one final thing I've learned living mostly on the road is that presentation has a big effect. When you buy your food, everything is in plastic. The glass dishes with the liquid tight plastic seals, thanks again, Costco,
yes,
let you eat your food from a glass dish. Let me tell you, eating a non-plastic food item makes me feel human.
That's true.
I agree with that. It's pretty good. He says, I hope you find this useful. Love the show, Tim, from the just outside of Vancouver, British Columbia.
Thank you, Tim, because that does make a difference when it's someone that's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're already the one taking your meals with you, then we'd love to hear that.
Oh, yeah, because we don't know.
I don't know.
You know where I travel to get food? A couple staircases, we're good. Here's one from Jay in Ventura, California. He says this. As a longtime Twit viewer, I've known you for several years, but I've never enjoyed your presence on a podcast as much as I do on Skim.
Oh, that's so nice.
I take that both as a compliment and something rude. Just kidding. It's totally fine.
No.
He says this. The biggest surprise, though, is meeting Kim. She is the best. I could listen to the two of you talk about, well, anything. Thanks for the show. Now, during these precious remaining days, while I still have somewhat... While I still somewhat legal to disagree with official government and or social positions, I encourage you to read what the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons just 2 weeks ago said on the subject of vaccination.
Ooh.
He also then goes on to say, my wife, taken by from me by cancer, that's awful, has or was a hospice nurse until her employer required all nurses to be vaccinated against hepatitis and influenza. Educated by her, I finally stopped getting vaccinations in 2002 and have not had the flu since. That's obviously an anecdotal fact, but I continue to be remarkably healthy. My wife told me something I have since read somewhere else, that most nurses and doctors have strong negative feelings about vaccinations. I know plenty of doctors and nurses who would disagree with that, but whatever. That are friends that are telling me that in personal ways, so I don't know. Anyway.
This is why there's controversy about it.
He says, not in principle, but as a practice by the industry that makes billions of dollars by selling vaccines while bearing no legal responsibility for injuries or deaths caused by those same vaccinations. Did you know that you are the only one legally responsible? Well, you and Kim and all American taxpayers. That's the deal with the RX industry made with our federal government. Anyway, thanks again. Best regards to you and your ever-expanding family, Jay in Ventura, California.
Thank you, Jay.
Well, Jay, thanks for the differing opinion. I appreciate it. I'm not sure I 100% buy it. I still say a lot of the reasons people don't get vaccinated is just down to straight-up paranoia and conspiracy, and that provable scientific fact wins out at the end of the day. But I'm really glad you're healthy and feeling good, and also, everyone's different. I knew a guy who smoked cigars till he was 98, and he did great and smoked them since he was 14. I know another guy who started chewing tobacco when he was 15, and by 22, he had mouth cancer. So it's sometimes where the axe falls, and it's all about percentages of likelihood. So,
yep, true.
I guess good luck is what I'd say. Hey, let's do one. Get somebody else to send a test, and they didn't leave their name.
A test
for Kim.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Hey, Kim.
Let's do it.
Let's do a little test. Scott's favorite food.
Shawarma.
Is it?
I don't know. Is it?
Probably is. It's really good. I was trying to think.
That's your favorite meal I make you that you tell me is your favorite thing. That and jambalaya.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I could, like, anytime there's a steak involved, but those are, I mean, that's just cooking a thing. So yeah, you know what?
That's just cooking a thing.
Your homemade shawarma is real good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's pretty good. Okay, second question.
Scott's favorite movie?
Avalon.
Oh, you're probably Avalon, still
well,
correct.
It used to be Avalon. I would say now it's, oh gosh, why can't I think of the name of it? You have so many things to say about it.
Let's say, does that have something to do with a mad person?
Yes, Mad Max. Thank you. I'm like, I can't think of the name of it. Yeah, now it is, but it used to be Avalon.
I think if I was really...
For the first probably 10 years of our marriage, it was Avalon.
I still think if I was to make like a top 5 or 10, I still think Avalon's in the top couple of spots.
Yeah.
I think that Mad Max Fury Road is definitely in my top 5. My favorite movie of the last decade, easily, and counting, is easily Mad Max Fury Road, but that could change.
Okay.
But yeah, no, you're right. Avalon is a sweet movie.
Avalon
sweet
was
movie.
For the longest time.
Yeah, you got y'all.
I always have that in my head as your favorite movie.
Y'all should watch it if you haven't seen Avalon. It's a
next question.
Yeah, it's the. By the way, it's the 19. There's a couple of movies called Avalon. It's the one from like 92.
Oh yeah.
By
that's right.
Who made Rain Man? That director, Barry Levinson.
Okay.
That's his movie. All right. Next up.
Third question.
Where was it? Here it is. Scott's favorite TV show.
TV show?
This is going to be hard because
it changes.
Yeah, because I don't even know if I have one now.
See, I got the right answer.
They're so good. We are living in a time of embarrassment of riches when it comes to TV.
I was going to see. I'm right. It does change. It changes constantly. He doesn't really have one.
Ask me one week, it's Breaking Bad. Ask me the next week, it's Fargo. Ask me the next week, it's...
Depends on his mood, too.
Yeah, and it's like Game of Thrones for half a minute, and then it's this other thing, like... So many good shows, it's impossible for me to say. But if you got real particular and said, hey, what's your favorite animated show on TV? I'd say Futurama. If you said, what's your favorite show set in Minnesota and the Dakotas? I'd
say
Fargo.
I still say I was right, though. It changes all the time.
You're right. It can change.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of trying to get through season three.
I'm three out of three
here.
This is really
good. No, you're kicking butt. You're doing good.
Okay, what's number four?
Number four, final question. Scott's favorite kid, parentheses, you don't have to answer that one. I don't have a favorite kid.
I'm not going to answer that one.
I don't have a favorite kid. I love my kids all equally. They're all awesome.
Four out of four. Not bad.
Yeah. No one has favorite kids, do they? Do the people do that?
I mean,
people are probably going to go, oh, Carter's totally your favorite. No.
She's favorite not? For different things. Taylor's well, yeah. your favorite photographer. Carter's your favorite artist. Nick's your favorite son.
Yeah, he's the favorite son of all. But no, there's things about each of them that are unique and stand out. And in that way, I notice that and say, oh, it's my favorite thing about you or whatever. But I don't have any like...
You know, no, there's not.
No, that's weird.
There's not the least favorite kid either.
Nobody should do that.
So, that's good.
Well, thank you, anonymous sender who that's wanted really to funny. Know those things, I guess. I don't know.
And I win. That's all I know.
Oh, okay. So how that worked out. All right. Well, that brings us to a moment in the show that I always look forward to anyway. Ah. And it's this.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
All right. Every year, Kim throws a food bash right around or on St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
Now, we didn't do it today.
This week it was on Friday because that's when family dinner night is.
Yeah, and today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
And we're not doing it today, which is a bummer because I would eat it all over again. But man,
corn,
do I have cabbage.
Beef and cabbage and mashed potatoes.
I have cabbage butt real bad right now.
Oh, no.
I'm just putting that out there.
I don't think anyone needs to know that.
Well, now they do.
But I made corned beef and it was fantastic.
She did. So she made, I mean, real corned beef, not some canned thing.
Not corned beef hash. I actually made corned beef.
Yes.
Raw to finish. It was really good. And I steamed some cabbage with butter and salt and pepper.
So good.
And then made my mashed potatoes.
It was so good that when there was just kind of a watery schmear left in the pot that it cooked in, I almost wanted to keep that for something else.
To throw on top of your toast? What do you do?
Yeah. Like, it's so good. It's so freaking good. So, anything about that process that you'd recommend? Like, it's pretty basic. It's cabbage.
It's pretty basic.
It's that. It's very, you know, it's traditional in a very stereotyped way. I don't know what they actually do in Ireland for this. But what's the, mashed potatoes. Those were real potatoes. Those were amazing.
Yeah. Those were pretty easy too.
What else was,
I did do carrots and a green salad.
Oh yeah, steam style kind of carrot, soft carrots. Those were great.
I just need more stuff for Carter because I can't just have potatoes and cabbage. That's not much of a dinner. So I had lots of more vegetables for her.
It was freaking fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like to the ninth degree, I was so into it.
And so, right now, if you put on corned beef, because you cook it all day on kind of low, you could make one right now.
You know, in
if
Germany,
you're at the store right now listening, grab a corned beef.
In Germany, they say corned beef, they say.
Yes.
Yeah. I always like to bring that up for no good reason.
For no good reason. Mm. You kept doing it at dinner.
Well, my old pal Andrew used to tell me this. He spent some time in Germany. He knows German. And
His family's German,
and he says that they all call it corned beef every time you eat it. Corned beef. Jawohl, eat the corned beef. I assume is how they say it. I don't know.
Let's just assume away.
Let's just assume. Well, anyway, that's fantastic. So go try that yourselves. Should we put that somewhere? I don't know if that's a recipe so much.
It's not really a recipe. It's just you buy the corned beef, and it's been sitting in salt water for a long time, and the instructions are right on the package. It comes with a little seasoning.
Oh, you can
packet.
Buy it pre-salted. I thought you took a roast and then did the salting.
No, I bought the corned beef pack.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, still pretty legit.
Yeah. I mean, you can do it yourself, but it takes a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't have that kind of time.
It's like making your own kimchi. You may as well just buy it. Speaking of which, could a store near me please get kimchi again? I've had it with this.
I know where to get you kimchi.
Where?
It's the Asian market. It's just on 90th South.
I'm going. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's get some real... Oh, let's go today.
Okay.
Can we go later? Maybe I'd grab some kimchi?
Maybe we can.
Are they open today?
I don't know.
All those Asians hate the Irish.
Wow. Oh, my.
Just
anyway.
I don't know.
You don't know anything about
I don't know
this.
Anything about nothing.
Yes, we will get you some kimchi.
Okay. Well,
for
I'm pretty excited about getting me some kimchi. I think that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you all for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for all your calls and emails and surveys.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get any voicemails, though, this week. So get those back in here. 801-471-0462. Again, that is 801-471-0462. Leave us a voice message. We'll play it on the show. We love getting those. And you've been flooding us with them lately, but this week, suddenly none. And I don't know why.
Everyone's busy celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
People have stuff to do. I get it.
Spring's a-coming.
Indeed.
I'm so excited.
But we'll be back next week with a whole new set of affairs to talk about. I don't know what. But keep your great feedback coming, your great emails coming, and we hope you guys are enjoying Skim. If you would like to support us, it's simple and easy to do. Go on over to the main Frog Pants Patreon at patreon.com/frogpants. And this and other content come to you on the regular, and it's just not going to cost you hardly a thing. Imagine throwing just a dollar our way because you enjoy Skim. We'd really appreciate it.
We do.
So go check that out at patreon.com/frogpants. You can find that and everything else at frogpants.com/skim. It's going to do it for us, for me, for Kim.
See ya.
See ya next time. Oh, hold on. See ya next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I like your countdown. 3, 2, wait a minute.
I wasn't where I thought I was.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.